Sunday. You know, I think this is what we wear most every day. And I am thankful that you're here this morning. When I got up here to the pulpit area, I realized that I had PVC fittings with me, and I thought, what am I going to do with them? I'm just going to remind you that right now, somebody said these are like gold. If you'd like to put them in the offering plate, and you've got them, they will be received. You'll receive a receipt at the end of the year. These things are so rare. I want you to know we've got a bunch of them, and we're going to try to help people this afternoon. I want to talk to you about that. But I do want you to know that one of our members, I'm not going to tell you his name, but his initials are Jesse Underwood, sent me a picture of a card game where they're gambling and they're playing poker, and instead of chips, they're using PVC couplings. These actually belong to you, Neil. Would you, if you'll come get them? These are for your children. They were needing these, so we pulled them out, and so there you go. Tell them all the way from Texas. Around you, if you would, pick one of these up. They're next to you. It's just a piece of paper. It's got something written on both sides. It says, we could use some help on one side, and on the other side it says, report sheet. After church today, you are going to have a chance to use these. And if you're watching online and you need help, or you know of a neighbor that needs help, would you do this? You can send an email right now to info@gpf.church. I never used this one myself because I'm the one receiving. info@gpf.church. And let us know that you are in our area and that you need some help. We're going to check it right after church today. If you are here this morning, you can fill out this sheet that says, we could use some help. It doesn't matter if it's because you're trying to get some sheetrock taken care of, if you're trying to get some pipes fixed. We have some fittings. The Lord has provided in some really cool ways. And we've got some fittings and some couplings that you can't find in the stores right now. We have some members who made them available. One of our neighbors right here on the street, Jared, called me and said, hey, man, we've got some stuff for you. So, man, what a neat and wonderful thing. So if you need some help, fill it out. And if you can stay afterwards, we're going to go help them. If you're going, Pastor, I don't know how to do anything. Well, can you come keep people company that are doing it? You know, it's more fun when you go in groups. So whether you can do plumbing or sheetrock or clean up, listen, it was just a matter of picking up and hauling some things out sometimes. Here's the thing. When this happens to you and everything in the house is just kind of gone kaput, it's kind of like eating the elephant. You kind of stand back and go, I don't know what to do. It's called shock. And folks, sometimes people just need somebody from the outside to come in and take care of it. We did some of that this week for some of our folks, and that's what we need to do this afternoon. If you're available, stick around after church. Bring your request or stick around and help us to fulfill those requests, okay? Can you do that? This means yes? You notice I'm not doing this one. This means yes? Even if you can't do a lot, even if you think, I have no skills, you do have skills. Sometimes somebody is needed to just sit and pray with the folks that we're helping. Sometimes they need a distraction. Just visit with them. I tell people all the time, when I used to be able to go to the hospital, I would tell them, look, you know, I would go and sit with them through the surgery, and I tell them every joke I knew. And so that's why y'all never laugh in here, right? Because you've already heard it? Not because they're not funny? Folks? Hey, it's casual Sunday. You know, we're to be here for each other. We say it all the time. Let's practice it well today. We're not like family. Stand with me. The message this morning has been changed. I think my wife got a one slide in because I changed it from Monday until Friday. And on Friday, I had it all together and I gave her something to go on the outline. And from Friday to this morning, the Lord changed it again. So this morning, you won't have an nothing. There's not an outline in the bulletin. There's not not going to be a bunch on the overhead. But I just believe that God's just put a message on my heart to encourage you, to help you this morning. So be ready for that, won't you? No matter what's going on, no matter what kind of difficulty you're going through, God's word is an encouragement, and God's people are. Would you join me in prayer? And I'm going to ask you to do this. I do this fairly often, I know. With your eyes open, would you just look around? Look around. And would you let this begin your prayer? I saw the smiles. Thank you. Smile to each other. Nod. You know, that's a good Texas thing. It means, I see you, I acknowledge you, it's cool. This morning it means, God bless you. Bless somebody real quick. Come on. You don't say a word. And Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you. Amen. We're here because we love you. And we're here because we do love each other. We're not like family. We are family. We have the same Heavenly Father that makes us brothers and sisters. So, Father, this morning, would you bless these I see and many of those I can't see. Lord, would you help our worship to be pleasing to you and encouraging to my brothers and sisters. And all God's people said, if you'd like to remain standing as we sing, please.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, ever cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength.
Let every breath,
let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship. The Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
We're going to sing Shout to the Lord. Let's put our hands together.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
Let's bless his name this morning.
Blessed be your name when I'm bound in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
This is so true. Every blessing.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the dark be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. And every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Now this part of the song, we can just kind of sing it.
You give it.
Yeah, we just get into it, right? We're just, how many people when something is taken from them feel like,
you give and take away.
Do you feel like that? No. So this doesn't make sense. To sing it with joy doesn't make sense, but to sing it when you know God, it does make sense. So I wanted to kind of stop and just let you think. The same God who gives is the same God who takes away. And he's good. And we can still choose to say, bless your name. So some of you had a lot taken away this week, more than probably you felt like was given. So I want to give you a moment to still commit in your heart to worship the God who loves you. So just take a moment and thank him. Thank him for what you have. Thank you for what he's given. And still choose to praise him when he takes it away. Can we sing this together? You give and take away.
You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
You give and take.
You give and take away. You give and take.
Make the choice. My heart will choose.
My heart will choose. Say, blessed be your name.
You give and take.
You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Bless his name this morning. He deserves our praise. Oh, and he never leaves us. He is faithful. That's what this next song affirms. Sing this out, standing.
Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can.
For us. In this Sunday, sometimes we can get really wrapped up in what's going on in our house and just in our emotions and our life, and it consumes our vision. And so, doesn't it bless your heart to worship? Don't you already just feel encouraged? That's why He designed it for us in Him. He's blessed and we're blessed. And this next song is, it's an image of what the throne room looks like. And so if it helps you to imagine it, close your eyes and listen. If it helps you to look up, look up. But I invite you as you sing this song to focus on Him and who He is. Let's sing this together. Worthy is He.
Worthy is the
Invite you to stand with us as we sing this last verse.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water.
Been kicked off your throne. You are firmly seated in authority, and you care for us. You see us, you protect us, and you walk with us through the storms. We praise you because you are good. Amen, church? You are worthy of our praise and our attention. And we know we can only bring our prayers to you because you are the only source of eternal power. Thank you for listening to us, Lord. Amen. If you want to join Brother Gary, you may be seated. If you want to join up at the altar to pray, we welcome you to do so.
Father, we're so thankful for your presence today. Amen. God, we know that there's been a lot of trials and difficulties this week. Problems in pipes, but also, Lord, problems in homes and heartaches. And God, we know that you are still on the throne. And no matter what's going on in our hearts and lives, Father, it is our prayer now to ask you to help us to give these things to you, Lord, so that you can help us, because we know that there is no recuperation except that it's done in you. You are our answer. You're the answer to the stress and the physical weariness that comes with taking care of all the stuff. But you're also the answer, Father, when it comes to the difficulties of heart and mind, of work and family. And we ask you, God, even right now, would you work in the hearts of our people, our family, who are hurting? We know that Jesus is the answer. Father, it is. There's no doubt in our minds, but help us, Lord, to get from the place where we say it with our mouth and we trust it in our life. We lift up the silent request this morning, Lord. We know that there are some deep needs this day. Lord, we do pray for those that lost a lot of different things. Those, Father, who were living in homes that were damaged. Father, we ask and pray that you would help us and our community to meet the needs. We pray for the physical needs, Father. We pray for Dean, who broke his foot. We pray for healing. We pray for Dieter Taylor, Lord, as her surgery has been postponed, and we know that it's just a worrisome thing. So we pray for her. We pray for her family. Father, we pray for a number of our church family who are ill this morning, many of our folks, Lord. Several who couldn't make it to teach this morning. We ask, would you be with them? We pray for Carrie Centilli, Lord. We pray that you would help her to feel better. We know she's been ill all week. Would you bless our sister and her family, Lord, as they are battling this? We pray for Mary Pazisky, Lord, who's in the hospital and, Lord, has been battling just a number of things. And we pray for her strength and help. We pray for Terry as he prays and ministers to her. Father, we pray for strength and healing for them, and Father, for many homes that just need to get back into order. Amen. Father, we pray for our dear sister Cindy Hill, Lord, in the loss of her husband this last week. We pray, Father, for the whole family as they care and minister and love and just take care of each other, Father. Pray for our little brother Christopher, Lord. We pray for the MRI that is to be done, that it would show that that cyst is shrinking. And God, we pray for a miracle. Church family, do you believe that God can perform miracles? Do you? Do you have a problem praying for one? Do you have a problem praying for one? Would you pray for Christopher? Right now, by name. Father, our little brother struggles with the needs from this, and we ask for you to touch his body. We lift up this request, Father, for some family members to come to know Christ Jesus in faith. Amen. We pray for Mike, a friend of the family, Father, who's battling cancer. Father, we lift up the Limbaugh's family, Lord, and especially for Rush's wife, Catherine, and her loss, Father, of her husband this week and in her grief. And Father, we've had a conservative voice on the radio and Rush for many years. God, would you raise up 100 that would do as well? Speak truth, conservatism for our nation, to follow you, to live not just what we say, but to live what we know is true. Father, we lift up this praise that just says, God, thanking you for some things that just cannot be said. Can't say it enough. Father, we pray, Lord, that we would be an inspiration to others and use us to reflect you in all that we say, do, and think. Strengthen us in you, Father. And Father, quite an unusual prayer for this morning, saying thank you, God, for all the blessings of this past week. Thank you, Father, for being there. Thank you for church family. Amen. Thank you for those who, Lord, I saw them and heard about them all week long, working and serving in homes to repair, to help and to serve and encourage folks who were just struggling. We bless your name, Lord. You are our mighty God, our strong tower, our hiding place, our strength, our shield, our comforter, our Savior. We bless your name. And all God's people said, amen. You have your Bibles with you this morning? If you do, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. If your Bible got dislocated during this week, I think it's going to be up on the board. I think that's going to be the only one up on the overhead this morning. But Hebrews chapter 12. You know, the Scripture gives us an understanding of where we are. If it's there, let's go to the next slide. It says, Such a large crowd of witnesses is all around us. So we must get rid of everything that slows us down. Now this is the contemporary English version this morning. I forgot to tell you that. I usually preach from the New King James. But it says, such a great crowd of witnesses is all around us. So we need to get rid of everything that slows us down. It's talking about spiritually. And especially the sin that just won't let go. You ever had one of those? Just won't let go. And we must be determined to run the race that is ahead of us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. There's the key. Keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. He endured the shame of being nailed to a cross because he knew that later on he would be glad he did. Now he is seated at the right side of God's throne. So keep your mind on Jesus. Folks, if you've had a tough week, if you have a tough week this week, if you're going through anything, and I'm going to tell you, everybody does. Amen? Let me ask, is there anybody here who just doesn't have any problems anywhere at all? If you would you come alongside and take some of ours? Amen? We'll share. But God's Word says that our Lord Jesus is seated at the right side of God's throne. So keep your mind on Jesus, who put up with many insults from sinners. Then you won't get discouraged and give up. There is our thought for the day. With everything going on, if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, if you will remember what he went through and that he is always there, he is always faithful, then, dear friend, you will not be quite so easy to give up in your own struggles. I want to share with you this morning just some thoughts about getting through the difficulty. What do you do during difficult times? Whether it's problems with your home or problems in your home. Here's the thing. If you belong to God, he's going to be working on you. Did you realize that? God's working on you to be the man or the woman that he wants you to be. And it's easier said than done. We are to rejoice during the difficult times. And that's not an easy one. How many of you love that verse? You want to go to James chapter 2? Nobody wants to go to James chapter 2. Rejoice in your trials. It's easy to say, but it's sure hard to do. Amen? Listen, it's easier said than done. But by looking to our Lord in your situation, God is going to reveal himself to you. But when your eyes are focused on the problem, it becomes harder to see Christ. Amen? When you're looking at the junk, when you're looking at the trial, when you're looking at the hurt, when you're just living in the moment of all the things you're going, everybody's against me. This life is against me. My house is against me. My pipes are against me. Listen, when you're looking at the problems, you don't see Christ. Stop looking at our problems and look to Jesus. God tells us to fix our eyes on him. He says, put your eyes on him. Keep your mind on Christ. If you do that, eventually you're going to see what God is doing and you're going to know what God has done in the past. Because if you'll look to him, he'll show you what's going on. And you won't have to wonder what's going on. Trust the Lord. You're going to be so focused on him that you won't have time to be worried about anything else. In our suffering, there is an intimate relationship with the Lord. And it grows stronger and stronger and stronger than in any other season in our life. Have you noticed that when things are going good, you are so busy, you're so absorbed in what's going on, you have less time for Christ. But why is it during our struggles that we draw closer to him? It's because we look to him in our struggles. So I love the prayer request. That's why I saved it to last. It says, God, thank you for our blessings this last week. When tough times persist, a lot of times we just think we're cursed. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever asked this one? God, what else? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not a good question to ask. Oftentimes we think we've just got a curse. And it's just so far from the truth. Listen, when we are going through trials, when God is working on us, it's just the opposite. You're not cursed. You're blessed. God is refining your metal. God is working on you. Will you let him? Let him take the junk out of your life. Let him take the dross, if you will, off of the top. If we lean on him, we get to experience God like never before, like we never have in the good times, during the easy times. As a believer, we have the opportunity to drop to our knees and enter into the presence of the Lord in a moment, just like that. And do we do it during the easy times? Not so much. When everything is going well in our lives, our heart is going 10 different directions. But when you're going through trials, it's focused on God. God, why? God, why? God, I need your help. Lord, help us with this. It's during those times that you seek the Lord with all of your heart. I love what Henry Blackaby said. Most of y'all know that I'm a Henry Blackaby fan. He said this, wisdom is not what you know about the world. Did you get that part? Wisdom is not what you know about the world, but how well you know God. You know, there is no greater time to grow in intimate knowledge of God than when we're going through difficult times. Here's some quotes. I thought you might enjoy these. Hard times, great quotes. Are you ready? Sometimes, and they're appropriate for us, so listen to them. Sometimes the best thing you can do is not to think, not to wonder, not to imagine, and not to obsess. Just breathe and have faith that everything is going to work out for your best in the Lord. Next quote. Your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments of your life. Keep the faith. It will be worth it all in the end. New quote. Hard times are sometimes blessings in disguise. Boy, they're disguised well often, aren't they? Let it go and let it make you better. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what the storm is all about. I like that one. And this one you've heard many times. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Can you be tough in the Lord? Can you be strong in the Lord? Listen, watch out for discouragement. It's easy to get discouraged when you take your eyes off Christ. Take your eyes back to the Lord. No matter what's going on, no matter what kind of storm is happening around you, if you'll keep your eyes on Christ, it makes all the difference. It will help you with discouragement. Be very careful. Hard times can lead to discouragement, can't they? You can just be ready to give up. And discouragement can cause us to lose the fight that we had earlier in the week. That will to keep going, that desire to keep trying. Discouragement can also lead to sin and moral worldliness because you quit looking to the Lord and you start looking around you. Eventually, dear friends, it leads to backsliding and being pulled further away from God. We have got to learn to trust God in everything. Everything. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 7 and 8. Cast all your care upon Him because He cares about you. Be serious. Be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for anyone that he can devour. So we need to be absolutely on alert for all the things that happen, not to let it discourage us, not to let us get it down, not to let it take our eyes off Christ. James 4:7 says, submit then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know one good way to let the devil have victory in your life? Focus on him. Because if you focus on him, you're going to be concentrating on all of your junk, trials, hurt, pain, problems, and the curse rather than the blessing and the deliverance that God gives. If you will take your eyes off the Lord and put them on this earth, you're living in the world. But if you'll do just the opposite, God lifts us above the mess. Until you have fully submitted to God, you cannot resist the temptation of the enemy. Give it to the Lord. If you don't resist the temptation of the enemy, he's not going to flee from you. Let me go back and read James 4:7 again. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There's a progress here, a definite progression. submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Can you do that? Listen, you do that in God's strength, not our own. When discouragement seeks to take you by the throat and shake you around like a rag doll, run to God. Run to God immediately. Don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till Wednesday night. Don't wait till your prayer time. Do it immediately. Seek a lonely place wherever you can find it. Shut out the rest of the world. I don't care where you have to go. Get alone for a bit and turn to God. Be still. Worship God and turn it over to Him. If we don't, we miss what God has for us. And sometimes the greatest lessons are in the trial. That's got to be one of the hardest things to do. And yet God tells us, submit to Him. Here's an encouragement for you. God's Word tells us that the weeping only lasts for the night. In other words, your trials will come to an end. They're going to stop. Psalms chapter 30 verse 5 says, "For His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning." I love the songs we sang this morning. Wow. Shout to the Lord is one of my favorite songs. It just blesses my heart. Listen, you know what God's saying in His Word? He's saying hard times don't last. The pain that you're feeling will end. Do you realize that Mary, the son of Jesus, knew that He was going to die? She knew what He was born to. Can you imagine the great suffering of a mother knowing that your son is going to be crucified? But her pain didn't last. On that third day after His crucifixion and burial, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus resurrected. He went to prepare a place for His mama and for all of us in heaven. Just as Psalms chapter 30, verse 5 says, joy comes in the morning. When you can turn it over to God, it makes all the difference in the world. Your grief will be turned to joy. Though a woman goes through labor pains, that same pain results in a great amount of joy at the delivery of her child. I encourage you, dear people, be patient. Find the joy that can be revealed in your situation, no matter what it is. Turning to the Lord. For all the sufferings we have in this world, we will see a great and mighty work of God that is done in that suffering if we will stop and take our eyes off the suffering and look to God. We've got to look to the Lord. You can rest assured that joy will come from God's glory. If you work for God, if you're in the Lord, when He's glorified, you get joy. So glorify the Lord. Listen to Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. This is one of our favorite verses. Even though you may not know it offhand by the call sign, by its address, you know this verse. Because it says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For all the old things will pass away." And all God's people said, amen. Remember this. Not only will these things pass, but remember that God is in control. God is in control. Once you realize that God is in control, it's going to change your whole perspective on your situation. God's got this. I'm not saying that He caused what happened that you're going through. But what I'm saying is God is in control. If you will turn it over to Him, He's going to help. There is nothing random. Listen, there is nothing random that happens in your life. God knows about it. Everything is under God's control. Although you might be surprised, God is not. Amen? God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're holding up against. He's not surprised when you run into trials. He already knows what you're doing, what you're going through. And listen to this, God's got a plan. How do you know what it is? Look around you at the problem? No. Look up to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 tells us this. God works all things after the counsel of His will. Now what does that mean? It means that whatever you have going on in your life, if you turn it over to Him, He is going to be working it to mold you, to help you become more like Him. You're safe in the arms of the Creator of this universe, no matter what's going on. You're safe. God is in control. All things will pass. And the next one is, God will deliver you. It may not be in your timing, and it may not be in the way that you think you need to be delivered, but God will deliver you. When you're going through a situation, a tough situation, and you call on God, listen to me, when you're going through a hardship, when you're going through a trial, and you stop and you call on God, do you know what that does? That brings God glory. And God likes it. God loves it when you stop and you say, God, this is not about me. This is going to be about You. I'm going to honor You in it, and I'm turning it over to You. God goes, yes! Do you know why? Because most of the world doesn't do that. And when we do that, it pleases God. Do you know why? Because God wants to help you. God loves to help you. Don't give up in prayer. God says, I'll deliver you. God will not turn you away. God sees you. He wants you to come to Him so that He can deliver you. And when you do that, it honors Him. God is going to get the glory for your situation. And when God gets the glory, do you remember what that brings? Joy. How many of you would like some more joy in your life? Or should I say, anybody doesn't want it? All of us want the joy. That's given by God. Nobody can take it away. Everyone around you then is going to see when you give it to God and God gets the glory and God gives you joy, everybody is going to see how God uses you in your trials and how God works in you. You remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You know, somebody says, you know, those three great real estate agents, my shack, your shack, and a bungalow. No, you'll remember that one though, won't you? If nothing else, you'll remember that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, we're only going to serve God. We know what happened. They were thrown into the fire. God rescued them. God, when they were pulled out of the fire, it says they didn't even smell like smoke. And King Nebuchadnezzar looked at them and he said, you know, listen, this is the king who said, bow down to me, or no, you know, and they wouldn't do it. And this king, who was so about himself, saw what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that he said, truly, your God is the greatest of all. What if your neighbor could say something like that because of your testimony? Isn't that what it's all about? That we serve God in such a manner that others see the glory of God. God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He can deliver you. The living God gives you an invitation to come to Him with your problems. So listen, let me say it again. The living Lord God, the omnipotent Father, the Creator of all says, bring me your problems. Can I just say this just as matter-of-factly? Don't be foolish and keep it to yourself. Hello? You would be foolish to keep it to yourself. Stop robbing God of His glory by trying to be self-sufficient all the time. Don't think, I've got this. Listen, I'll tell you how you've got it. You're falling afire. I'll tell you how you've got it. Same way I've got it. Right on my face. Change your prayer life, people. Turn it over to God. And just wait on God. And some of you are going, Pastor, I've been waiting on God. Well, I've got a word for you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Wait some more. God loves you and He's teaching you some patience. Wait on God. You saw what happened with Abraham and Sarah when they got tired of waiting on God. Boy, they caused a whole heap of national mess from the time of then to all the way up to today. Wait on God. Keep on waiting. I was going to say, how long do you wait? You keep on waiting until He delivers you. And He will deliver you. Believe in God, my friends. You know, Jesus, when the disciples were struggling about Him leaving them, He said, you believe in God, believe also in Me. We believe in Him. Let me ask you this. If you're not going to believe in God, why pray? Is it just a practice? Is it just a spiritual habit? If you're not going to believe in God, why pray? Futile. Worthless. He says, why ask Me if you don't believe? He said, just expect that if you don't believe, you're going to get nothing. Friends, God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's why we pray. Trust God that He will deliver you. It's not just a matter of saying, I believe what the Scripture says, but practicing what it says. Do you truly believe? Don't just say it, believe it. Hello? Don't just say it, believe it. Keep your eyes open. Look to God the Father. Look to Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your mind on Him. Look to see what He's doing in your life. If you do not watch God and you do not watch for what He's doing, you're going to miss what He's trying to show you all through your trials. And you know what happens when you go through all the trials and you go through all the mess and you miss what God is doing in it? You get to start all over again. Just like the Israelites going round and round and round Mount Sinai in the desert. He says, until you get it, until you learn to trust Me, until you learn to lean on Me, you're going to walk around. And they stayed in the desert for decades because they wouldn't learn to listen to God. Is that what you want? Your silence tells a lot. Amen. Listen to these scriptures. I just want to share the Word of God with you. Just straight out here. It says Psalms 50 verse 15. God says, call on Me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor Me. Psalms 91, verse 14 and 15. Because He loves Me, saith the Lord. In other words, because you love Him, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges My name. Do you believe in Him? Do you trust Him? Do you acknowledge His name? It says, He will call on Me and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. Wait a minute, I'll be with Him when? If He's with you in trouble, He'll be with you all the time. I will deliver Him and honor Him. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, prayer, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with My righteous right hand. And the last one for this morning, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And all God's people said, pray with me, won't you? Father, we need you this morning. And we need to take our eyes off the stuff. We need to take our eyes off our problems. We need to take our eyes off the world. And God, we need to keep them on you. I love that word used, Father. You said to fix, to keep, to plant, to weld our eyes onto you, to keep our mind on you. God, that's what we need this morning. And Lord, our neighbors need it too. Would you help us, Father, even as we prepare to leave this sanctuary and to go out into the cold world, to be able to share with the people that we see and that we live by this message that the Lord God has not forsaken you. And here we are to share His message with you. We bless your name, Father, for you are good. Help us, Lord, to be able to give the hardships to you so that you can mold us and make us to the men and women that we're supposed to be. And also, Lord, so we don't have to repeat it. God, help us to be wise enough to learn the first time. And Lord, help us to honor you and to glorify you so that others might want what we have. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, I want to give you this opportunity. Have you had a pity party in any way this week? Have you gone through some tough things? Had your family going through some tough things? Would you give it to God right now? Right now. Would you give it to the Lord and just say, Father, it's all about you. You ready for the tough one? Tell God thank you for the trials. Easy to say, hard to do. Amen. Thank you, God, for the trials. And now, Lord, teach me through them. Strengthen me. Help me. Guide me. Hi, I'm Pastor Gary Ladd. It's our hope and our prayer that God's Word has touched your heart today. Perhaps you'd like to ask God for His help in your life right now. Did you know that you can call on God's Holy Spirit to help you through prayer right now, right where you are? If you pray sincerely in faith, the Heavenly Father will hear your prayer. He'll hear your prayer of confession, of forgiveness, and for comfort. If you already know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you know that God wants you to be closer to Him, to draw you in closer, would you pray right now and ask God to forgive you of your sin and to draw you in close to Him, to that personal love relationship that God wants you to have? Did you know that God's Word tells us in 1 John 1:9 that if you'll confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins? If you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart or into your life, dear friend, please do that today. He wants to have a personal love relationship with you. He wants to be your Lord and your Savior. If God's Holy Spirit is pulling on your heart right now, this is how you can receive Him as your Lord and Savior today. It's really a simple, a very simple process of faith called admit, believe, and confess. Admit that you're a sinner and that you need God's help. Believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that He came to this earth, that He lived His perfect life, that He died on the cross for your sin, and that He rose again so that he might prepare a place for you in heaven. And then the last thing that you need to do is confess. Confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord, the boss of your life, and that he is your Savior. If you'd like to do that right now, you can pray a very simple prayer and invite him into your life. If you would, just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to know you personally. I acknowledge that my sins have separated me from you. Please forgive me of those sins, Lord. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for me, to die in my place. And thank you, Father, that he rose again to be my Lord and my Savior. I now ask you to rescue me from my sin. And I place my faith in you alone for forgiveness and for eternal life. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, and you prayed that prayer in faith, believing, then, dear friend, you've begun your spiritual walk with God through Jesus Christ. Please let us know about this, won't you? This is just the beginning, and we'd like to pray with you and for you and to help you to start your process of growing with Jesus Christ. Please contact the church offices of Grace Point at the email that you see right there on your screen. If you'd like to access other sermons or helps, or if you'd like to find out more about Grace Point Ministries, service times, Bible studies, youth or children's activities, please look us up at the website on your screen right now, gpf.church. Thank you for joining us for our worship broadcast today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace.